I gotta go. I'm beeping.
And this is Joan Jett, Light of Day, by written by Springsteen. Joan Jett, Light of Day. Light of Day. Light of Day by Joan Jett. You got that video camera? You got that, all the witnesses here? Joan Jett, Light of Day. Jonesy. Len Jones radio program, more or less. The show heard around the world. We have a couple of things here that were confirmed earlier. I will be a guest on Vince Scalzo's show tonight on WFUV. Between 11 p.m. and midnight. And Vin will interview me somewhere between 11 p.m. and midnight while I mix music here. So I'll be stepping on the mic and saying the names of the songs that I played and talking to Vin on the telephone. So you can tune back and forth. It won't be simulcast because of the interview rules. We wouldn't be able to do something like that. And Vin will be my guest tomorrow in the studio, Sunday night, 10 p.m. So when we get towards the final hours, we'll have Vince Kelsey coming in, a man I admire and have admired for a very, very long time. So that'll help me help me make it through the night. See, now I got to start writing stuff like this down, because those are the kind of things I want to play in the overnight. Help me make it through the night, whatever gets you through the night. You know, I need to write this down. I'll just write it down in the air and I'll remember it. Go, Jones, go. Now that you played Monkey versus Robot, aren't you compelled to play Kitty Cat Max? I think you're great. I'm not compelled. I could wind up doing it, but I'm not compelled. Jones, real player is fuzzy. What the hell does your shirt say? I took the... I have something over it now, though. I don't want to get up. It says no gimmick needed. It doesn't really mean much to me at the moment. It's just a shirt that I had made up and meant something to me when I made it up. It was about some other event that we did. And I just grabbed it when I was on the way out of the house. I guess you could read into it, no gimmick needed. And then I haven't even done a coffee yet. Jones, hey man. When you start feeling the weight of the hours on your eyelids, just get naked and turn up the AC. Nothing like goose pimples to keep you perky. Show us fans another side of you. For those folks who can't see you online, just knowing you're naked keeps the rest of the radio world crashing into walls. We're singing along with you, Jonesy. Hi, Jonesy. What's written on those sticky post-its that are on the CD scattered around the board? That basically reminds me of the artist track. The time, the name of the song. It's a method for me to know what I'm playing, to know what I'm saying, since I'm gonna lose my mind and have already lost part of it. It's also a method to help us help the witnesses identify the songs. That's an interesting question, though, man. People are really observant out there. Glenn, wakey wakey. Just a quick email for support and well wishes. Not only are you a great DJ, but a great person too. I know you'll do it, but even if you don't, you still rule. You're right up there with other DJ greats of yesterday and today, such as Bill Kelly, Wild Girl, Allison Steele, and Vince Scalza. Cool. To this day, my favorite memory was when you played Jesus Christ Superstar on Easter Sunday. Woohoo. Go, Glenn, go. Jonesy, as a fellow broadcaster, I have to tell you I'm really impressed and inspired by this feat. I find it hard enough to do my one-hour show, but I know what you mean when you say you love radio, and I hope that love helps you fight the good fight. Good luck, comrade. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. I had some of the Go-Go's listening to you coming back from New York City from Point Pleasant. They had to do the WPLJ kickoff to Summer from Jenkinson's. They liked what they heard, as they are music fans, and were singing along to I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. Again, good luck and stay strong. Brian from WRSU. How are Katie Kerr Expressed? They seem perky. I don't know, man. I was on the... I was via satellite. Jonesy. Arg. Jonesy. Ah! I should say. I was 14 years old and began lifting weights in a gym with Tito Santana, Blackjack Mulligan, Ken Patera, occasionally Lou Ferrigno, and other assorted oddities. I also pledged to WFMU for the first time along with my brother Michael. For some reason, the two things made sense to me. Your show throughout the years confirmed my feelings that we fit in somewhere. Although the lifting is no longer part of the routine, your show still is. I know you can do it. What's the worst thing that can happen? James Longo. That's cool, man. You knew Blackjack Mulligan, huh? That's the best name to impress me. Hey, Jonesy, the UK here. I'm listening to WFMU quite often when I'm online. You're all mad. Can you put a shout to my baby sister Angie and her husband Steve Palat, who live in Montclair? Of course, Angie and Steve are friends of the show. Keep up the good work. Keep your peepers open to reclaim the record. Dave Banks. I'm reading these like the guy in Reservoir Dogs. Jonesy, 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 Jonesy. Mr. Chin, 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 Chin. Please, good luck, Ed. Hey, Jonesy. Good old UK here again. Any chance of any punk? You can dedicate it to my sister, Angie. This is also from the same gentleman. Your marathon not preempting 7 second delay. It's great and all, but there are limits. Yours, Steve Barton. Hi, Glenn. I'm glued to my radio. I left it on all night and ran to turn it up first thing in the AM. I haven't done that since I was 8, when my father finally came into the bedroom after I was asleep and threw my radio into the garbage. He just doesn't understand what radio means to freaks like us. This is the best Memorial Day weekend ever. Go, baby, go. Love, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for your help last night as well. Jones, how about some big audio dynamite? Stay frosty, Mike. Jonesy, I keep my radio on all night and enjoyed waking up to hear ABBA. The winner takes it all. It's cool. What are you doing? What you're doing, and you have my best wishes. Good luck. You're sounding great. Screw Starbucks. Go for Dunkin' Donuts. It's 4 o'clock now. Only 41 hours and 34 minutes to go. Go for it, Mark. My friend just posted this to our list at school, and I tuned in right now. I'm trying to spread the word so that you'll have as many listeners as possible when you break the record. That's amazing. It's amazing that somebody would care that much. Our school was one of the first to stream live music on the web. I had a biweekly slot of 2 hours. I thought that was tough. Good luck. Dear Jones, it takes a man of great heart and courage to even attempt such an event as you are doing. I have no doubt you will succeed. You're a natural-born world beater. If you find yourself tilting at windmills, remember, you are the only one who has the guts to dream the possible dream. Dr. Zeus, personal friend of that J.O. X-ray burns, IVJ for life, see you at the Loop Victory Party. Black. I was enjoying your show via internet, but that James Kilchalka junk really sucked. Please continue to play good music. Sincerely, Shannon. I love how you say Godspeed, 99. Thank you, 99. I hope all is well out there in the real world. I'll be listening to the end. Can you play some holy... I don't even know what this is, man. Jonesy, please inform listeners of ratio of vinyl platters played versus other recordings mediums. So, also, could you please say happy birthday to Laura in Clifton? Happy birthday, Laura. Make it happen, Big Sexy. It's probably mostly CDs because, again, this isn't a show. This is a stunt. And the end justifies the means by any means necessary. That's very important. Glenn, you are in the groove and the rest is smooth sailing. Godspeed and much love, 99. Thank you, 99. Hey, Jonesy, been checking you out since yesterday, wishing you the best of luck. If you feel yourself getting tired, I can always come down there and smack a steel chair over your head and give you another black eye. What do you say? How about some Pink Floyd or some Butthole Surfers, Hunter? You know, I want to play the Pink Floyd, but I'm afraid because all the songs gel and mix from one song into the next. Been listening steadily, me and the wife, and we're pulling for you. A most enjoyable listen, lest we forget. This is more than a sleep deprivation exercise. It's also a great radio, impeccable style and taste, great selection of songs, often surprising. I reckon I should ask for a request if indeed you do read this, although something tells me as the hours go by, you'll be glutted with similar missives. As the saying, great job, good luck, thanks. So insofar as requests, perhaps to entertain yourself, even pretend it's Halloween or Christmas or Arbor Day and play an hour of tunes in that vein. Perhaps a run of songs containing whistling or maybe ill-advised cover versions by good bands. I personally like to hear Gotta Travel On by Billy Grammer, as I haven't heard that song since my mom played it on a scratchy 45, or I might be self-serving. Request something from the band I play in, the Knoxville Girls, who once upon a time performed at a record fair and was voted best dressed by someone at your station for reasons unknown to me. I remember that. You were very loud when you were doing your sound check, and I wasn't finished with my show, but that wasn't your fault. And I appreciate your being out there and your writing. Jack also goes on to say, another stupid keep-me-awake tip from a listener, a good green tea, although not as much caffeine as coffee, if you should choose this route later. It will certainly give you fine, speedy feeling, more wakeful than the aforementioned cup of Joe. Anyway, again, good luck. The only time I've ever stayed up in a long time by accident. Thanks, Jack. Thank you, Jack. And my comment about the about it being loud during your sound check, I know that had nothing to do with you guys. Listening to you from Deerfield, Florida. Go for the record. My sister told me to listen to your marathon. Good luck, Marla. Play some Rascals. We had Eddie Brigati on. I don't know if you know. But we had him on, I don't know when. I forget. Last night at 10, I think. John Holmstrom writes 4 pages of Go Mo Go. Or is actually, what is it? Go Mo Go Mo Go 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 Mo Go Mo Go 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 Mo Go. Actually, it might be 100 pages. Hold on. Yeah, it's like a bazillion pages. Numerous ones. Thank you, John. Hi, Jonesy. What up? This is Shiva in the ashram in Monroe. We got folks chanting for your success and one dork standing on his head until you're finished. Good luck. Be strong. You can do it, Shiva. Jonesy, hang on. We believe you can do it. Just 2 more days. I'll be sure to get the new Guinness Book of World Records if you get into it. My dad has every working radio tuned into your station. He has had you on since 5:30 a.m. I really like it. My friend just came over and wished you good luck. She also loves your station. Jenny, age 10, and Izzy, age 11. I wonder if you'll remember that. Like, you'll remember this. Like, I remember some radio shows from my youth. If you could, if you do, then I can die now. And that's all I ever wanted. We'll be the halfway point at 37 hours. You will be more than halfway to the record. Set your sights on 10 p.m., and at that point, there will be more time behind you than ahead of you. You sound great, Jonesy. I'm amazed at your perseverance. The first part of any journey is always the hardest. By this evening, the ultimate goal will finally be in sight. Try to rest when you can. Order in O'Doul's as another reward this evening. Work the phones. Work your magic. We opened the phones last night. That was a lot of fun. They let me open the phones. I mean, they didn't really let me, you know, but they're treating me like a baby. Like it all amused Glenn to open the phone. So, you want to take phone calls, Glenn? They asked me. And I was like, yeah. And we took a bunch of phone calls. That was fun. You're climbing a massive hill, and this evening you'll be at the summit. From the summit, you'll see the flickering lights of the finish from the top of the mountain. It will be downhill all the way to the world's record, Drew. And Drew has been a tremendous guide through this whole mission, in that he has done the marathon thing. Glenn, you are also on every radio in our house every hour of the day. Couldn't ask for anything more. I've missed only 7 hours of the broadcast when I must admit I broke for some sleep. Right now I'm cooking up food, the food for volunteers at the studio. See you later with a care package in hand. Remember, you got to believe. I do. Janet. Glenn, hi, this is Brian, the bubble puppy guy. How about a request for Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles? I think it fits your theme. Talk to you soon, Brian. I'm 13. Bud Stipo could have a ball with these. If I wanted to go that route, I'm too tired to go that route, first of all. And secondly, I wouldn't want to do that with people being so kind to me. I'm 13, and I'm listening right now to your radio broadcast from Maryland. From my computer. I believe you can do this. Just 45 hours to go. My younger sister, 11 years old, likes stuff like Britney Spears and NSYNC, but I like what you play better. You can do it, Jonesy. Totally great show. Good luck. How about I Don't Need No Doctor by Humble Pie? That's a cool suggestion. That's all we have at the moment. Actually, we have another stack that piled up on my left while I did this. Jonesy! Wow! The Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it, and it's counting down in my eyes. Here is MC Hammer, and you can't touch this.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, what a mind to ride and too hype, it's just good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known
can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let them know it's going on like that, like that. This. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you're talking about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a whiteboard tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove this, then you're probably on dance. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get there. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get hype, boy, cause you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop, have a time. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm going.
Jonesy, this is the Spinners with Rubber Band Man.
Time. so much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe up to his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby.
Jonesy, Rick Springfield coming up here with, it sounds very punkish to me, you know? I always thought of it as a punk type of song. This was during the height of his General Hospital stardom. I've Done Everything for You, Rick Springfield. Jonesy, it's Spinal Tap, Big Bottom. I have had this most excellent like crash, which I guess you could tell when I was reading those last emails, and when I suddenly got all slow, I suddenly got up and I'm started to stagger around and fall in different directions. Most excellent. I'm enjoying it quite nicely. I feel like I'm drunk for free. And this here is Spinal Tap, Big Bottom. Jonesy. That's Spinal Tap, Big Bottom, and here's Paul Simon's Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what the mama saw, it was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
They make funny noises in the back of their song like I make when I go crazy, too. The Eurythmics, right by your side.
Yeah!
Just to let you know what's going on, Jonesy's staggering around suddenly, and staggering drunk, man. It's like a free drunk, and it might last forever if I'm really lucky. I could get disability and everything. And what else is going on? We're getting ready for a break, one of my scheduled breaks. So when I go away in the next few minutes, it's not because I'm punch drunk, but because I am taking one of my scheduled breaks, and from there, we will be back shortly thereafter. So, here, another song. This is Joy Division's Love Will Tear Us Apart. Jonesy, well, the drama of this particular regularly scheduled break will be big because Jonesy's been staggering around and anything could happen. I felt like I could go down a couple of times. So the drama is big and you want to stay tuned to make sure Jonesy comes back from his break because this could be the car accident you've been waiting for. Alrighty, I will now take my regularly scheduled break. Scott will entertain you folk while I'm away. His first cut here is Robert Wyatt's I'm a Believer.
This is WFMU you're listening to, and Glenn Jones currently in the midst of breaking the Guinness Book World Record for marathon DJing, and Glenn's taking his Guinness-approved break right now, so we're just taking a little time to let Glenn take care of all sorts of, you know, nature's business as intended by someone higher than all of us. But in the meantime, some music for Glenn. That was Robert Wyatt doing I'm a Believer. This, of course, in honor of Glenn's favorite food. This is Ween.
Like a mega witch inside me. please, pass me the pork roll and your cheese, if you please, on the Casbah Pub.
Glenn, I hope you were listening from that little room you're locked away in right now. That was for you, Ween. Mommy, if you please, pass me the pork roll, egg, and cheese, if you please, on a Kaiser bun. One more song for Glenn Jones, then he'll be back. Of course, this is WFMU. Glenn Jones, not even attempting, on his way to breaking the Guinness Book World Record for Marathon DJing, and a little inspiration for you, buddy. This is Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. I think you know the song.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow the star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to pass into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, if I'll only be true to the glorious quest, that my heart lies peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for me. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strong with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. This is my we'll be right back.
That was Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine from 1992, the Love album. The Impossible Dream, The Quest, music to inspire. Our hero and savior this afternoon, Mr. Glenn Jones. Of course, this is WFMU, where we are in the midst of watching Glenn do it for us, give us the glory, bring us into the record books, breaking the record for longest DJ stunt marathon programming forever. Glenn Jones is going to do it. None of the rest of us could do it, I'm sure. Glenn can do it. So he does need your support. Email him, jones@wfmu.org. We're just about ready for Glenn to oh, he's re-entered the room. Christ, he's walking towards me. Oh, Jesus. All right, he's here for you. Welcome back, Glenn. Hope you had a nice rest. I hand the headphones and the microphone back to the man of the hour.
Coffee in 2 hours, bathroom trip in like 6.5. I'm going to delay that coffee even further. Jonesy, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. Scott was playing some damn inspirational music in there. You know, I had just fallen out, falling asleep on the couch, and I heard the strains of the Man of La Mancha, The Quest, and my hands came up, and I couldn't sleep. And it's all Scott's fault. Alrighty, we're back. We've been back, just to make sure you know that. Gotta keep everything on the up and up. And here, now, the artist would be Muhammad Ali. The title would be I Am the Greatest.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Louisville, Kentucky, wearing black tie, Mr. Cassius Marcellus Clay. For his first reading, Mr. Clay will honor us with a recitation of his classic poem, I Am the Greatest.
Of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I am the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. This I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. When I say three, they go in the third. So don't bet against me, I'm a man of my word. If Cassius says a cow can lay an egg, don't ask how, grease that skillet. He is the greatest. Yes, I'm the man this poem is about. I'll be champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. Here I predict Mr. Liston's dismemberment. I'll hit him so hard, he'll wonder where October and November went. When I say two, there's never a third. betting against me is completely absurd. When Kasha says a mouse can outrun a horse, don't ask how. Put your money where your mouse is. I am the greatest.
And that would be Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. Here, Bill Conti. Gonna fly now. Jonesy, the theme from Rocky, and this here would be Elton John, and this here would be Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
To know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah.
Here are the Birds. Turn, turn, turn. Jones. That's the Birds. Turn, turn, turn. Here's James Brown, Night Train.
All aboard for Night Train.
We'll be right back.
D.C. For Richmond, Virginia, too. Baltimore, Maryland. Philadelphia. New York City. Let me on. Boston, Massachusetts. And don't forget New Orleans, the home of the blues. Oh, yeah.
Here are the Ramones. I want to be sedated. Jonesy. Lucky old son.
Lazy old son. What are you doing this summertime? Hiding away behind all those misty thunder clouds. I don't mind. Spend my time looking for you, for you are my one reality. When I'm dead and gone, your light will shine eternally. Sunny rays shine my me with one ray of light from your lazy old sun. You make the rain falls and you make the night disappear. You melt the frost so I won't criticize my son. When I was young, when you were ray of light from your lazy old sun. Lazy old sun. Lazy old
Lazy Old Sun by the Kinks. This here is Reno's Men with Something's Wrong. They are, of course, the best unsigned band in America. Sign them.
Thank you.
Reno's Man and Something's Wrong. Here is the Archies, Sugar Sugar.
Sugar.
Jonesy, here are the Peppermint Rainbow. Will you be staying after Sunday?
Sunday, or go home on Monday. Will you be staying after Sunday, or go home? You're next on one on Friday night. The next
Jonesy. I am in receipt here of many meat products and delightful edibles, and they came with a poem. And if I'm going to eat the meat products, I guess I must learn that poem. Learn that poem. Learn that poem. To our Jonesy. For the hours of radio-tainment, from the ribald to the rousing, from the funky junkie music and the psycho freak carousing, for the X-ray burns alliance fraught with gripping melodrama, for the blasts of sonic insult from the dread Bananarama, for your jelly donut genius, sure deny it if you must, but there's a jelly sweetness lurking in that flaky outer crust, for your station rule infractions, your maligning of poor Ken, for disdaining knee-jerk coolness, for your utter lack of zen. For all of these, and to prevent a sleep-deprived confusion, we offer thanks, dear Jonesy, and this protein-fueled infusion. Love and staying power, Mark, Nina, Julia, and Sam. And thank you to all. What am I going to do? I think I'm going to read 100 emails. Jonesy, rock on. A little Frank Sinatra for a good man who passed. El Delisario, or El Delisio Sr. Luck to you. Dear Jones, Scott et al., hope you got a chance to try the cheesecake. Just got off the phone with my mother, another Junior's fan, who urges me to email again to reassure you all that there is absolutely nothing toxic about that cheesecake. No additives, not even ginkgo biloba or weapons, just wholesome stuff driven fresh from the bakery in Brooklyn to you. Had no idea we'd be swept down to the studio to meet Jones personally, so sorry if we were a little taken aback and shy about the whole thing. We've been WFMU fans for years, and even though we'd never met you all, we just wanted to give you a little slice of goodness to repay for all the great entertainment you've given us. No need to read this on the air. Well, I didn't know that when it was handed to me. Best to you on the road to record-breaking. And I guess I won't read their names then, since they said not to read it on the air. But thanks for the cheesecake. Yesterday afternoon, I meant to listen to Tattoo U, but when I turned on the stereo, WFMU came on instead. The CD is still sitting in there, unplayed, but the radio's been going strong for 24 hours now. Your show and 7 Second Delay are my all-time favorite FMU shows. When I used to work on Sundays, I was continually late because I'd linger at home just 5 minutes more. 5 minutes more. And the same with 7 Second Delay. Sometimes I stayed late at work to hear it because I couldn't count on the rush hour subway to get me to my radio on time. But shows inspired me wishful schemes of multiple boomboxes hooked up to timers in order to record every moment. Well, last night we had friends over to have dinner and play cards, and you were on the air providing a great soundtrack and conversation piece. Songs to make us go, yeah, or sometimes, huh, or simply, Jonesy. Stunt or not, it's been exhilarating radio all the way, and folks here in Queens are digging it. Carolyn. Thanks, Carolyn. Glenn, good luck with your marathon. I hope they keep the coffee coming and that you keep spinning. I'm listening. Might try to pull through with you. How about playing some Beef Heart in honor of your quest? Glad to hear you're going to be on Vince Gelsa's show tonight, and that he'll be your guest Sunday night. I also heard you mention another legendary DJ, Bud Stiple, as you read some email messages. Any chance of Bud stopping by this weekend? No, Bud just got married. What was it, last week? Yeah, I believe last Sunday. And there's no chance of Bud stopping by this weekend. But he'll be back. He'll be back more often, probably, during my regular show, now that he is virtually married into the family. He married X-Ray Burns' sister. So there's your answer. I'm sure he's proud of you and will offer to hoist a few frosty ones with you when it's all over. Also, here's a few suggestions for you. Go, baby, go. First the suggestions. And then you got a lot of people pulling to make this happen, both at the station and everyone listening in Radioland. Go, baby, Jones. Go. Long live the IBJ. Let's go, Jones. Best wishes, listener Jim and Lyndon. And we'll get to the rest as we move along. and the hits just keep on coming. Here's Tom Jones. What's new, Pussycat?
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Can all come true. I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Jonesy, this is Love, My Little Red Book. Jonesy, I'm told we were on Eyewitness News about 20 minutes ago, and they referred to me as the infamous Jones from WFMU, something to the effect of the infamous Jones. So I'm officially infamous at this point. Here now, the Stranglers. Get a grip on yourself. This is Archie Bell and the Drells, and Tighten Up. And the hits just keep on coming.
First time
Glenn Jones, last man sitting down. Bob Braden came in today and he pointed out that I could be the last man sitting if I choose. I could be the last man crawling, I guess, if I really want. Here, a Beach Boys selection that seems most apropos for this particular event. You need a mess of help to stand alone by the Beach Boys. Glenn Jones here. I don't know whether to call this the Glenn Jones radio program or not. I normally do, but it's not the Glenn Jones radio program. But it is at the same time. As my lawyer told me, this is not a show. This is a stunt. And we are going for the Guinness Book of Records longest broadcast. I have been on the air since Friday at 9 a.m., which doesn't sound like a long time. Just yet, but it will begin to sound like a long time as we wear on. And we're going for the world record, which we would break on Monday morning at 10:33 in 1 second, or 10:34 to be safe, I guess. And we will continue broadcasting as far as we can beyond that. And I would imagine once we reach the point, I'll be able to keep going for quite some time, because at that point I will be a free man. I can walk out of this cell at any time, and that, just lifting that off my shoulders, probably will make things a lot more pleasurable and a lot easier. Not that it isn't pleasurable; it's great pleasure. It'll make it a lot easier to keep going. is my point, I guess. I'd like to thank Rex once again for giving up his time slot, as did all the Friday and Saturday hosts and the Sunday and Monday hosts, and Gaylord Fields as well, to allow us to do this, to allow us to embark upon this particular endeavor, as I like to call it. And I'm saying ah a lot. That's bad. So here we have a song that actually came up in conversation or an email recently. I can't remember who with. It might have been Janet. David Naughton's Making It from the TV series, which was pretty short-lived, Making It, which was kind of derivative. It was to Saturday Night Fever what Happy Days was to American Graffiti. It wasn't really like the show with the characters, but that's where it came from. David Naughton's Making It. Oops. David Naughton's Making It. Jonesy, God, get on this video stream and see what they're going to do to me now. Actually, this will be very good. I'm going to take a massage while I mix, which is going to work out pretty well for me anyway. And right now, we are at WFMU Starnes, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on the web. And we are going to the Bee Gees with Jive Talking. And the hits just keep on coming. They never stop. Okay, this you've got to see if you have access to the web, to the video stream. This you have got to see. I've got a platter of meat to my right, and I'm receiving a massage as we speak from Lee, correct?
Yeah.
And we're talking a serious massage, not like a rub my back before I go to bed, honey, kind of thing. But pounding, beating on me, pulling my arm out of its socket the whole bit, punching me in the spine. This is a pretty amazing treatment you get here at WFMU, the place to be. We're trying for the Guinness Book of World Record for the longest broadcast. We're not trying for it. We're going to take it. And we're in hour 34, is it? Something like that. That sounds about right. 24, 30, yeah, we've been on the air a long time. And I've lost a sense of my my math, I guess. I guess I can read emails while I receive my massage. And you can hear the pounding and the screaming and the moaning and stuff like that. And the cracking of the bones that haven't been moved and the muscles that haven't been touched for years. And here we go. Oh, my. Hey, Jonesy, what a relief to hear that you're scheduled for a break because I'm out of cigarettes, but I'm not able to tear myself away from your broadcast. You read a letter yesterday from someone who thanked you for being her safe harbor to return to during her forays into less familiar shows on WFMU. I want to give you a big thank from those of us who came to WFMU from the weirder stuff, for the weirder stuff, thinking pop radio was dead, and learned from you that through Freeform and under your guiding hand, it's alive and kicking. I feel my old scorn for the hits slipping away each time I start to bop my head on Saturday afternoons, and it's liberating. Thank you, thank you. And this record-breaking stunt, well, this whole thing is a gorgeous piece of experimental music. It is magic and funny and life-affirming. May I suggest Here Comes Yet Another Day by the Kinks for tomorrow morning. I'll be listening no matter what you play. Thanks again, and rock on, Lucy. Thank you, Lucy. This is Mina. Here's a listener who sent a photograph of her cat, apparently. This is Mina. She noticed that you've gotten a few girly pics today and didn't want you to want to be left out. She and her sister, Monkey, have been running around the apartment yelling, Jonesy, Jonesy, no gimmick needed, for the last 8 hours. They want to pull a stunt like this when they grow up. Mina likes Joan Jett, but Monkey sat in the corner and just nodded knowingly when you played James Kochalka's Superstar. Yes, she do hate technology. The cats, my sweetie, are eye-pulling for you, dancing and singing along at all the appropriate moments. You've really touched by the support from your fans, and I imagine you